Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Inshallah, today, sisters, we will continue with learning about one of the most important branches of faith in Islam, which is trust in Allah. Trust in Allah means to depend sincerely from your heart only upon Allah, the Almighty. That is to say, to be sure that all the benefit will come from Allah and all the harm will be removed only by Allah. Trust is one of the branches of the tree of faith in Islam, as it is the proof of the belief in Allah's oneness. This means that if you believe that Allah is the only one who has the power and the will in this life, if you believe that Allah is the one who controls all the matters for all the human beings, accordingly, you will have all your trust in Allah. Okay? So trust in Allah is a way to have the link between Allah and His servant and His believing servants. Trust in Allah is a very strong link with Allah, the Almighty, as the believer relies totally on Allah regarding all his hopes and hardships. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that in our life, we want to feel that, inshallah, everything will be all right. If I try, that means I hope that the results will be, you know, positive. Okay, I want to have this feeling strong in my heart so that it will motivate me, okay, to try the means. So when you believe that everything is in the hands of Allah and Allah is the most merciful and I am in a good relation with Him so long I am a true believer, this will give you the motive, okay, to try all the means, believing that Allah, who is the all having the all the power and the will help me, will support me, will make it easy for me, my goals will become a reality. So this is the importance of having trust in Allah, this because trust in Allah will give you psychological support to try all the means, believing that inshallah everything will be alright. Inshallah my hopes will be a reality. Inshallah all my problems will finish. Okay, so this is the importance of having the trust in Allah. And as we clarified last week, how can I have trust in Allah and only in Allah? I will not look for the people to help, for anyone to give me a hand, for the luck to help me. How I can get rid of all this nonsense and just focus on Allah and have the trust only in Allah when I believe that all the power and the will in this life are only to Allah. When this fact is clear in my spirit, immediately I will have all my trust in Allah. And inshallah in these classes and in the coming classes, we will learn the benefit of having the trust only in Allah. Okay, this will give you a lot of psychological support and a lot of benefits, and we will learn about it while we are learning about tawakkul. In Arabic, trust in Allah means tawakkul. Just to note, okay, it is tawakkul. Okay, so having trust in Allah plus believing that He is the most merciful, okay, these two factors are the sources for the positive expectations for the future events which everyone feels worry and fear regarding them. When you ask any person, okay, do you feel worry or you have fear in your heart? Everyone will answer you, yes, because I am not sure about my future. I am worried about the future. What may happen to me under different circumstances. But if you have the trust in Allah and the belief that Allah is the most merciful, this means that all your matters are in the hands of the most merciful. Your matters are not in the hands of the human being whom they are mostly not merciful. Okay, but all praise to Allah that all my matters are only in the hands of Allah, who is the most merciful. So I expect the mercy from Allah. I expect the help from Allah. I expect the support from Allah, the Almighty. Okay? So what is the Islamic concept of having trust in Allah? The Islamic concept of having trust in Allah, that is to say, the relation between Allah's will, which is absolute in shaping all the events, and man's own actions trying the means to attain the goal. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that nowadays, most of the people, they forget about the trust in Allah. Why? Because they try the means. If I am sick, I will go to the best hospital and I will be treated by the best doctors, and I am sure that they can give me cure. Okay, this is the problem of trying the means nowadays. When the link with Allah is very weak, people forget about Allah. So they believe that all the matters are in the hands of the human being, are in the hands of the means. Okay, this is wrong in Islam. Okay, in Islam, you must believe 100% that all the matters are up to Allah, because Allah is the one who creates the means. Okay, who give you the way to the hospital? Allah the Almighty. Okay, who give you the wealth or the money to pay for the hospital? Who make you to live in Houston where there are hospital for, or a lot of hospitals and a big medical center? Allah, the one who make it easy for you. So you must believe that all the means are up to Allah, okay, but the means will not work except by the will, okay, and the power of Allah.
When you say means, you mean like provisions?
Yes.
Like what Allah has provided?
Yes. Right? You know, I tell you, Daniel, for example, if I'm a student, okay, and I want to have the best grades, okay, so I will study, okay, day and night. Who is the one who provide me with the ways to study? For example, who is the one who made it easy for me to be in a good school? Allah the Almighty. Who is the one who is providing, for example, my parents so that I can have a good environment at home and study? Allah the Almighty. Who is the one who is making the bad friends away from me so that I will focus on my studying? Allah the Almighty. So Allah is the one who is providing us with the means. But for the means to work, we need the will of Allah. So Allah will make it easy for me to study day and night. Okay, but I must believe that success is from Allah. Okay, success is not from the school, not from the books, not from the teacher, not from the physician, not from the hospital. Okay, success or any goal we want to achieve in this life, it is from Allah the Almighty. I will clarify to you this more and more, sisters, now, because this is very important Islamic concept. Okay, because when this fact will be clear in your spirit, you will try all the time to obey Allah. You will try all the time to be an obedient servant to Allah. Because I want Allah to help me. I want the will of Allah to be to my side. I want Allah to say to my hopes to become a reality. I am in great need of Allah. Because I believe that means can't work without the will and the power of Allah the Almighty. Okay, so I will clarify to you in full details, because this is very important Islamic concept, which most of the Muslims, they just say, we believe that everything is up to the hands of Allah. We believe in this. Okay, then when the results are not the best which they are looking for, they start to lose the trust in Allah, or to not to be sure, to lose hope and not to be sure why Allah did this, why Allah did that. Okay, this is wrong. Okay, because you must believe that whatever comes from Allah is the best, and the human being don't have the knowledge and the wisdom to know about the plans of Allah. Allah is planning the best for me, so long I am an obedient servant and I put my trust in Him. Okay? So I will clarify to you again this Islamic concept in details, because this is actually a source of a lot of hope, tranquility, and mental peace. Okay, you will not be all the time worried. Why most of the people, or all the people are worried? Why most of the people are having depression? They have fear from everything. Okay, I fear maybe my husband will change his mind with me one day. I fear that maybe an accident will happen to me and I will be handicapped. I fear that my kids, something will happen to them. I fear that we will not find money. I fear that I fear. Okay, so this is now the big problem for the people. Why? Because their relation with Allah is very weak. When you have the full trust in Allah, that everything is up to Allah.
All roads lead to Allah.
Hmm?
All roads lead to Allah.
Yes. And Allah is the most merciful. This is very important. Allah is the most merciful. And Allah is always planning the good for His servant. Alaykum in more details. The divine law of nature establishes a cause and effect relationship in all matters. Okay? But causes don't initiate effects. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if I want to succeed, I must study. This is the cause and the effect. Okay? I must study a lot so long I want to pass the test. Okay? So this is the cause and the effect. Studying, okay, is a must for passing the test. Okay? The power, the operative force in life is only that of Allah. You must believe in this. Who determines effect on the basis of causes according to His will. What is the meaning of this? I must explain to you this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim on the board so that it will be more clear for you. For example, if I am a student, okay, I must study hard to pass the test, okay? For success. My goal is success, okay? Study hard is the means, okay? Or a cause, okay? And success is the result, okay? It is not only studying hard which will lead to success. There is Allah's power. If Allah planned for me to succeed, Allah will make my studying, okay, to help me to pass the test. But if it is Allah's will for me not to succeed, for Allah's wisdom, for something which I don't know, I will not pass the test. For example, suppose I studied a lot, and on the day of the test, an accident happened to me on the way to the exam, and I didn't reach the exam, and I failed. Okay, so this means that in spite of the fact that I was the best regarding studying, but Allah's will was not for the success. So there is no success. For example, okay, there is another example which is the opposite also, so that you will not feel that Allah is preventing us from success. Okay, because I noticed your face. You were totally confused.
I was scared to death that I was going to fail, because it was like I was going back to school after so many years, mm-hmm. and I was like 47 or 48 years old, and I can't think, and I'm just too old to be here. But subhanAllah, I passed my grades with an A, you know.
Masha'Allah.
And I used to make dua every time before every test, you know, and there were times where I didn't know the answer and say Bismillah, you know, just fill it in, you know. And I thought, I don't know how I passed this test.
See, this is the other example which I want to give you, is that you try the means as you can, okay? But you don't feel that you are good enough to pass the test. But if it is the will of Allah that you will pass the test and you will have the success, Allah will make it for you. Allah will make the questions very easy for you. Okay, so all the time you must believe that the causes are not, you know, the only way for the result. There is the will of Allah. Okay, so
how does He choose, like,
causes according to His wisdom and knowledge? Okay. Suppose that I succeeded the test, for example, then I want to continue studying, and this will cause a problem between me and my husband. And the family is more important. So Allah made it for me not to succeed so that I will stop at that point and my family will be still in a good shape. Okay, and this is happening many times, you know, in life. Okay, you want to study and you want to work and you want to be an independent wife, but your husband will be very upset. Superwoman. But superwoman will lose. lose her family. Okay? So Allah will make it for her more easy through Allah, not through her husband, that Allah will stop her either from working or from studying, because Allah knows what is the intention of her husband regarding her work or her study. Okay? So because Allah has all the knowledge and Allah has all the wisdom, so He always chooses for us the best, okay, in spite of the fact mostly we don't understand why this is the result. Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So if He feels it's best for you to be with your family, even if you try your best, He still won't, because He knows you need to be there for the kids.
And actually, if you are a true believer in Allah, you will accept, you know, that you failed. Okay, you will not cry and be very upset and start to fight with your husband and what about you are the one who prevented me and all. No, you will, you know, you will hold and you will say, this is Allah's decree and Allah is the one who knows everything. I believe in Allah. I already put all my trust in Allah. So this is the sign that I must stop here from Allah. I am accepting, oh Allah, help me to continue my life in the best way. This is how trust in Allah will help you always to accept Allah's decree. And we will learn about this when we will learn about the benefits.
A lot of times it's a test. Because if you want something really bad, let's suppose that you really want to go to school. That's your goal, your dream. And it's not Allah's will. Maybe at that time. Or maybe it will never happen. But a lot of times you have to look at it as a test of your patience, of your will, of your understanding, to understand that it's Allah's will. So a lot of people, that sometimes they'll beat themselves and say, why didn't this happen? You know, why couldn't I have gotten this? That's the wrong approach. It's just to be happy, satisfied, and patient with what Allah has given you. That's really, I think, the ultimate test. But that's hard to practice, because a lot of times as human beings, we feel, we have emotion. So this is why it's just a constant trust in Allah.
Yes.
And I think it's also the society, like, you know, if I, you know, they say, oh, you know, maybe you're not good enough or you can't do, you know, but they don't realize, like, how we're discussing that it's Allah's will at the end at all.
This is the issue, you know. This is the problem of the Muslims now, because of their weak faith, their evaluation for the events mostly is wrong. Okay, and actually they always have an effect on every one of us. Okay, someone will tell you, why you didn't succeed, you studied the best, this is not good for you, what was going on, and they complicate the issue for you. But if you have the full trust in Allah, okay, you will be all the time accepting Allah's decree from the beginning. Okay, from the day one when you decide to study and to pass the test, you have the belief that, oh Allah, if I pass, this is good for me. If I don't pass, I tried my best, but I am sure that you will plan for me the best for me. Okay? So actually, Allah requires the man to work hard, to fulfill his duties, and to meet his obligation. This is very important regarding having trust in Allah. Having trust in Allah doesn't mean that I will not study at all, and I will wait what Allah plans for me. Okay, this is wrong in Islam. You must try all the means, okay, and you must work hard and you must fulfill your duties. For example, if I have kids, okay, I will try to raise them in the best way. Okay, I will take care of them all the time. And then I will put my trust in Allah that they will be good human beings. Maybe I will try all the means, and this is what is going on nowadays. Okay, mostly kids are not to the expectations of their parents. Mostly, in everything. You have to know this, you know, I have a lot of complaints from all the parents regarding their kids. From their religious, you know, they are not close to Allah, they are not studying well, they are all the time with the iPhone and the iPad and all of this. Okay, so this means that I will not take care of my kids and I will leave them to Allah? No, I will try my best. The best of the best regarding my kids, okay? And I will fulfill my duty, because this is a, you know, this is a command from Allah, the Almighty, okay? And then I will say to Allah, oh Allah, I put all my trust in you. And I am sure, inshallah, that you will make them good, okay? Other than this is not my responsibility, okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You must believe that the results and the consequences are always dependent on Allah's will. So there must be an equilibrium. It must be an equilibrium between the concept of Allah's will and His actions. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that there are a group of Muslims, okay, whom they believe that if I have trust in Allah, I will not try the means. Okay, there are people like this. We will learn more about them, inshallah, with the classes. Okay, they believe that so long everything is in Allah's hands, so what is the meaning of me trying the means? If Allah plans for me to succeed, I will succeed by any means. Okay? If Allah plans for me not to succeed, so I will never succeed. So I will not study, I will not work, I will not... You know, there are a lot of people are doing like this. If you say to one sister, for example, take care of yourself and put nice clothes so that inshallah Allah will give you a good husband, those people whom they don't believe in trying the means, she will tell you, if Allah wrote for me from before that I will have a good husband, I will have the good husband. Okay, irrespective of taking care of myself or not. I am dependent. I have trust in Allah. No, this is not the trust in Islam. I am clarifying this because this is one of the problems of the Muslims, is that when they become religious, they don't like to work. Okay, this is kind of problem. Okay, if you are very religious, you must work, you must try your means, you must be a very good human being, and then put your trust in Allah. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So you must all the time believe that there is nothing certain regarding the cause and the effect relationship. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, if you study, you are not certain that you will pass the test. It is up to Allah's will. Okay? If you take the medicine, okay, you are not certain that you will have the cure, because the cure is from Allah. Okay? Why Allah make it so complicated? Because Allah wants us to try the means, believing that the cure and the success is from Him. Okay, so you will try both of them. You have strong belief, but you are living on the earth, so you must try the means which are on the earth. But your belief is linked to Allah, who is above the heavens. Okay, so in conclusion, a Muslim doesn't seek anything from any source other than Allah. Okay, this is the most important. I am trying the means, okay, but I am believing that my success is in the hands of Allah. So I am linked to Allah. I am not linked to the means, okay, because sometimes it is difficult to find the means. Okay, nowadays, if you ask help from any person, most of the people are not ready to help, okay, or to give a hand. So what you can do in this life? You will just keep on crying? No, you will say to Allah, oh Allah, I put my trust in you, okay, and I am trying my best, I am looking, you know, for any way to work or to do anything, help me Allah, okay. You will not be linked to the people for your hopes and for your problems to be solved. This is the problem. And also, suppose I have the opportunity to go to the best hospital and to have the best physician and to have everything, if I don't believe that cure from Allah, by time, I will not be a believer in Allah. And this is the problem that most of the scientists now, okay, they are not so strong in their faith. Why? Because they believe they can give the cure. Okay, now cancer can be treated. Now this AIDS can be treated. Okay, so why you need Allah? We don't need Him. This is the problem. Nowadays, especially, you know, in this very, when the science is advanced, this is a big problem for the people, okay? But actually, the more you know about, you know, the progress in medicine, the more you must be close to Allah. And actually, for me personally, because I was a pediatrician and I was a neonatologist and we were taking care of the babies, you know, whom they are 26 weeks, okay? Very, very tiny babies, and you put them on the ventilator and you wean them from the ventilator and you give them food by tube. You know, you live with them, you know, around 14 weeks until they are 40 weeks of gestation. That is to say full term baby, just a delivered baby. And after you know, you live with them all this long, very difficult journey, one night the baby died. Yes, while we were standing, this was happening to me a lot. This is why actually I believe in Allah, alhamdulillah, not by words, from the depth of my heart, because I already saw life and death with no reason. This was very difficult. You can't imagine. And their parents, Daniel, the problem is, it is always happening for the precious babies. You know, a mother, I never forget that mother, she was 17 years waiting to have a baby. Wow. Subhanallah. And when she had the baby had a lot of congenital malformations. You know, and she came to the nurse, she was crying, and the baby started to have an operation after surgical intervention. So at the end, the baby died after 3 months. Everyone was crying in the nursery for the mother, you know, because Allah knows she will have another baby or not. And because of that, you know, I was working in a teaching hospital, and you know, they spend a lot of nurses and a lot of physicians. The physicians at that time, they were coming from Houston. The place where I was working, it was King Faisal University Hospital. You know, but money cannot give life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Physician cannot give life. There is no life.
Yeah, sometimes people move from one hospital to the next.
By helicopter.
You know,
they transfer them by helicopter. Yeah. But when Allah said, that's it, that's it, and everyone is standing, and you are giving epinephrine, adrenaline, try to stimulate the heart. You know, everyone become very panic because death is there. So when you learn all of this, you must be connected with Allah. You only have Allah in this life, okay? At all, just Allah. If you have Allah, Allah will shower you with His mercy, with the mental peace, with the security. So long you have the right connection with Him. Okay. Yes, but the problem is that when you communicate with the people in this worldly life, everyone will tell you, "I know the means, I know the ways. We can do it. We can do it alone, without anyone." Yeah. Okay, this is the problem.
It makes you feel like you don't know who to trust.
Yeah.
You know, it's like okay.
This is the problem.
You
must trust Allah, the Almighty. Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the Muslim will always tries all the means, relying totally on Allah to bring about events and results according to Allah's wisdom. Okay, inshallah. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty commanded His believing servants to rely on Him, to put their trust in the Lord. A message of mercy, tranquility, and hope. Now we will learn from the verses of the Holy Quran the command of Allah for every one of us to have the trust in Allah and to rely only on Allah. Okay, we will recite from Surah number 33, verse number 3. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوكل الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. Okay, actually, sisters, Allah in this verse of the Quran is commanding. This is a command. So you must obey the command. So you must put your trust in Allah. Okay, those whom they are not putting their trust in Allah are not obeying the command of Allah. It is not, you know, a choice to put it or not to put it. You must put it. Why? Because it is a command in Allah, and put your trust in Allah. Okay, you should place all your concerns in Allah's hands, and He will look after them in accordance with His knowledge and wisdom. Trusting to Allah alone is what gives us complete reassurance. It helps us to know our limitations and leave what lies beyond our ability to the one who controls and conducts everything. Okay, we are very limited in our knowledge, okay, and in our wisdom and in our ability. So when you feel that the life is so difficult and it is beyond my limitation, so leave it in the one who can take care of everything, the all power, the all will, Allah, as He commanded us, okay, and put your trust in Allah, and sufficient is Allah as the trustee or disposer of the affairs. We will recite also from the same surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 159. Surah number 3, verse number 159. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
أوكي تمام. بسم
الله الرحمن الرحيم. Sabad mercy from Allah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You were lenient with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, you rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon Him.
Actually, sister, this is a command to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was mentioned in the other verse in the Holy Quran that he is just a mercy. Okay, so Prophet Muhammad is a mercy. But again, Allah is teaching us through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we must have mercy when we treat with the people. Okay, because if you are tough, okay, or you are harsh, the people will leave you alone. Okay, so this is the message number one. And also you must consult them in the affairs. Okay, this is message number two. And message number three, put trust in Allah. Allah loves those whom they put their trust in Him. So this is another benefit of having trust in Allah, that Allah loves you when you put your trust in Him. Allah loves the true believers who have sincere belief, which is clarified how you can prove your sincere belief in Allah. You can prove your sincere belief in Allah by putting your trust in Him. Okay, only on Him and relying only on Allah the Almighty, submitting to His will. Okay, if you have trust in Allah, this means that you are submitting to His will. These three factors, okay? Reliance on Allah, putting your trust in Allah, submitting to Allah's will. These three factors are the source of the balanced life in Islam. Because the ultimate authority belongs to Allah. And Allah does what He chooses. You know, this is a very important fact in our worldly life. Suppose, for example, I was hoping to have a baby son, for a baby boy, for example. But Allah chooses for me not to have a baby boy. Okay? So it is up to me. It is up to me. Okay? To believe that whatever Allah plans for me when I am pregnant, still I don't know what is the type of the baby. Okay? But I am hoping and I am looking forward and I want it. Okay? This is how the people are living this their life. And this is the wrong attitude. If I am pregnant, I must call on Allah, saying to Allah, "Oh Allah, I am hoping for a baby boy. But I don't know that baby boy will be a good one. That baby boy will be a healthy one. That baby boy will be a source of mercy for me and the family. So, oh Allah, I put my trust in you. And I rely on you and I submit to your will. If you give me the baby boy, inshallah, I hope that he is the good one. If the baby boy will not be the good one, so Allah choose for me. Because at the end of the day, it is what Allah chooses, not what I am looking for. So if I deliver and she is a baby girl, I will be very thankful to Allah. Why? Because I called on Him, putting my trust in Him, that if the baby boy is not good, I don't want him. So Allah chooses for me the best. This is how you can accept Allah's decree all the time and keep your relation the best with Allah. Because suppose I am person number two. I want a baby boy, I want a baby boy. Then I deliver, she is a baby girl. Oh Allah, why a baby girl? All the time baby girl. Why all the people are having boys? I am the one whom, you know, this kind of conversation. Okay, what is the end? The end is that your relation with Allah will be down gradually. Okay? Maybe at the end you will be far away from Allah. Who is the loser? Allah or you? Okay. Because Allah, the Almighty, is not in need of anyone. Everyone is in need of Allah. Okay? So we must believe in this. I must believe that putting my trust in Allah, okay, will help me to avoid the consequences of the events which I don't like in my life. Okay? All the time try to live believing in this. We don't choose. We just have to put our trust in Allah to choose the best for us. But we don't choose. We will recite about trusting in Allah from Surah number 9, verse number 129.
الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم.
But if they turn away, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, sufficient for me is Allah. There is no deity except Him. O Him I have relied, and He is the Lord of the great throne.
Okay, so actually, sister, this is a message of support to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing him what attitude to take when people turn away from him and his message. Okay, because Allah revealed that verse of the Quran because there were many people whom they were rejecting the message of Islam. So Allah is supporting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pointing to the source of power which He gives him the protection, which is Allah the Almighty. Allah is saying that if they turn away, okay, say to them, Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is the one who will take care of the message. Allah is the one who will take care of me. And if Allah plans for the message to be successful, it will be successful. And this is what happened. Now Islam is all over the world, in spite of the fact of the rejection which happened to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever you face any difficult situation, when you feel that things are against you, you can just say, Allah is sufficient for me. In Him I put my trust, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne. All the time you must say this, okay, and we will learn another also verse of the Quran about to have trust in Allah, but this is also a very important one, okay, to always say, Allah is sufficient for me, in Him I put my trust, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne. Okay, verse number 129 from Surah number 9. Okay. And actually, whatever messages Allah are sending to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are messages for every Muslim. So whenever you face any hardship, okay, and life is not to your direction, okay, life is against you, Allah is sufficient for you. No problem. Okay, this is how the Quran, okay, is the source of the cure for the spirit. You are never alone. Okay, so long you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, you are never alone. Okay, actually you are the strongest person. Why? Because Allah, the source of the power and the will, is with you. So you are not in need of the human beings. Okay, regarding the events of the worldly life, this is the life, this life is a test. Okay, we are all the time in the test. But we want and we must prove to Allah all the time that, oh Allah, I am never weak. Oh Allah, I am never alone. Oh Allah, I am never lost. Because I have you, oh Allah, and I put all my trust in you, and you are sufficient for me. Okay, we will recite now again from Surah number 11, verse number 123. Actually, this verse of the Quran, I always teach this verse of the Quran, Surah number 11. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because actually this verse of the Quran is summarizing the belief, summarizing the trust in Allah and everything. Surah number 11, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 123.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. To Allah do belong the unseen secrets of the heavens and the earth, and to Him goes back every affair for decision. Then worship Him and put your trust in Him. And your Lord is not unmindful of anything that you do.
So actually, sisters, I want you to focus in this verse of the Quran, because this verse of the Quran is a source actually of mental peace, security, whatever you are looking for your spirit, this is the verse of the Quran. Allah is clarifying that all the unseen in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. Okay, and what all of us are looking for to know? The unseen. What will happen next year? What will happen for my daughter? What will happen for my son? What will happen for my health? Okay, this is the unseen. Okay, the unseen belongs to Allah. This is number one. Okay, number two, to Him returns all the affairs. All the matters are up to Allah. So these are the two factors in the worldly life which every one of us actually is looking for to know or to have them in the best shape. I want my affairs to be in the best shape, and I want to be sure that my future is good. Your future, the unseen, is only known to Allah. And your affairs are only in the hands of Allah. Accordingly, you must put your trust in Allah. And you must obey the commands of Allah. And you must all the time have Allah to your side. Okay? All the time. Okay? When someone will ask you, do you have fear? Do you have worry? Are you upset regarding tomorrow? You tell her, no, sister. She tell you, how? You tell her, because I put all my trust in Allah. I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah. I am obeying all the commands of Allah. Allah commanded us in the Holy Quran to have trust in Him. I am obeying the trust of Allah. And I believe that Allah is the most merciful. So He will take care of me in the best shape. All praise to Allah. This is the fruit of the belief in the oneness of Allah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now we will recite also from other verses of the Quran, okay, to know about the command that you must have trust in Allah. So that we are learning that in many verses of the Quran, Allah commanded us to have trust in Him. So why we are not having the trust? Okay. Now we will recite from Surah number 25, verse number 58. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت وسبح بحمده وكفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا.
And rely upon the ever living who does not die, and exalt Allah with His praise, and sufficient is He to be with the sins of His servants, fully aware.
We will recite also from Surah number 26, verse number 217. Surah number 26, the next Surah, verse number 217, to learn that Allah repeated many times in the Holy Quran His command to His servants to have trust in Him. 217, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim from 213, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From 213 to 219. Okay, so that you will have the whole meaning clear. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا تدع مع الله إلها آخر فتكون من المعذبين وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم الذي يراك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين. صدق الله العظيم. Up to 220. From 213 to 220.
So do not invoke with Allah another deity and thus be among the punished. And warn O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your closest kindred, and lower your wing, show kindness to those who follow you of the believers. And if they disobey you, then say, indeed I am disassociated from you, from what you are doing, and rely upon the exalted in might, the merciful, who sees you when you arise, and your movement among those who prostrate. Indeed, he is the hearing, the knowing.
Okay. So actually, again, Allah is sending the same message to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, to remind the people about the message, and if they are not interested, no problem. Okay, this is how in Islam, this is the freedom of the belief. Okay, if you want to believe, you can believe. It is, the benefits will be for you. You don't want to be a believer, there is no problem in Islam. Okay, and just the believers must put their trust in Allah. We will recite now again from Surah number 27, verse number 79. Surah number 27, verse number 79. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 79 فتوكل على الله إنك على الحق المبين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم So put your trust in Allah, for you are on the path of manifest truth.
Okay. Allah is supporting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to forget about the other people, just to put his trust in Allah, because he is following the right path. Okay? Now, inshallah, sister, we will learn that all the prophets and messengers, they put their trust in Allah. Okay, so you must follow them also. Allah commanded us in the Holy Quran to have trust in Allah. Then Allah gave us the example of the messengers whom they all put their trust in Allah. We will recite now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite now from Surah number 14, verse number 11 and 12, to have the knowledge that all the messengers, they had tawakkul, they put their trust in Allah. الله الرحمن الرحيم قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون وما لنا ألا نتوكل على الله وقد هدانا سبلنا ولنصبرن على ما آذيتمونا وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The messengers said to them, True, we are human like yourselves, but Allah grants His grace to such of His servants as He pleases. It is not for us to bring you in authority except as Allah permits. And on Allah let all men of faith put their trust. We do not have any reason why we should not put our trust on Allah. Indeed, He has guided us to the ways we follow. We shall certainly bear with patience all the hurt you may cause us. For those who put their trust should put their trust on Allah.
So actually, sisters, again and again, Allah is encouraging every one of us to have trust in Him. Okay? And Allah the Almighty is giving us the example of the messengers. The messengers, they have the belief in Allah's oneness. And their belief in Allah's oneness was the source of their guidance. Okay? Because when you believe in Allah and in Allah's oneness, you don't put your trust except in Allah. Why? Because you believe, and this must be clear in the spirit, because this will give you all the time the feeling of dignity, the feeling of self-respect. I am not after anyone. I am not in need of anyone. Okay? I just have the good manners with everyone. But I am not in need of everyone at all, because all the matters are up to command of Allah. Okay, it is not up to me to try to be nice with Daniel so that Daniel will like me, or my husband will like me, or my kids will be good with me. Because to be good or to be bad, this is from Allah. Okay, so I must focus on the source of the power, Allah the Almighty. I must be in a good term with Allah. I must obey Allah and believe and have the full belief that everything is up to Allah. So long I am good with Allah, inshallah, everything will be good. So I will not be after the people. Okay, this is the problem. The problem of everyone nowadays is that, you know, I must be after that person, even if I am a liar, if I don't have good manners, if that person doesn't have good manners, no problem. The problem is the goal. Okay, this is not the belief. Okay, this is not the good manners. This is not the good deeds. If you want to live follow the right path, if you want to respect yourself and to respect your Lord, okay, you must put all the trust in Allah. Okay, I will try, I will treat all the people the best way. Because I am not looking for anything from anyone. Because all the people are like me, handful of dust. No power, no will. The one who can make all the people to like me, to treat me in the good way, the one who can give me what I am looking for, the one who can stop any harm and make it away from me is only Allah. Okay, so when I believe in the oneness of Allah, and this is how we must believe, immediately I will put my trust in Allah. So you tell me, Sister Mona, are you worried that you may be sick next week? And you will not, I tell you, Sister, I don't know about today even. Why you think of next week? Still we are today. So long I put my trust in Allah, what will happen, inshallah, will be the best. And we leave it to Allah. I never think about tomorrow. Okay, I only focus on today. And today, I am in a good shape. How? I am in a good shape because I am in a good relation with the one who is controlling everything. And he promised in many verses of the Holy Quran that he will always make an outlet for those whom they have piety, those whom they obey him, whom they believe in him. So, alhamdulillah, I do what I am supposed to do, the belief. To have piety, to have good manners. This is my rule. But Allah is the one who will make the result. This is not up to me. But I am sure that irrespective of any result, inshallah, it will be good for me because Allah promised in the Holy Quran that He will take care of the believers and He will make for them an outlet and He will provide them from means which they never expect. So, alhamdulillah, I am in the hands of the most merciful. Okay, this is how the messengers are clarifying, okay, that because of their belief in the oneness of Allah, they put their trust only in Allah, okay, and they turn only to Allah for help and support. Okay, and they seek refuge with none other than Allah. And in Allah alone they place their trust. This is the teaching of the messengers regarding tawakkul on Allah. Now we will have an example of Prophet Nuh. Prophet Nuh actually, he called his people to Allah 999 years. 1,000 years except one. 999. Okay, how many people believed in the message of Prophet Nuh? 11. In 990 years. Okay. So that you can feel how Prophet Nuh was suffering from his people. But he kept on calling them. And they kept on rejecting the message. Okay, this is how you will have the patience. Okay, and you will keep on trying. Okay, in spite of the fact the result is not good. But the believer who has the trust in Allah will keep on trying, believing that one day, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, okay, one day, inshallah, I can achieve my goal. So this is Prophet Nuh, and we will learn now about his trust in Allah the Almighty, so that all the time you send to yourself this message, okay, so long I have Allah, I have everything. My duty in this life is not to ask the help and support from the people. My duty in this life is to submit to Allah. Okay, to be a good believer in Allah. To have the good manners as a Muslim. Not just to pray and fast, no. Treating the people in a good way, represent Islam in a good way, having the good manners is the most important in the scale on the Day of Judgment. Okay, so now let us learn about Prophet Nuh. We will recite from Surah number 10, verse number 71. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتل عليهم نبأ نوح إذ قال لقومه يا قوم إن كان كبر عليكم مقامي
إن كان كبر عليكم مقامي وتذكيري بآيات الله فعلى الله توكلت فأجمعوا أمركم وشركاءكم ثم لا يكن أمركم عليكم غمة ثم اقضوا إلي ولا تنظرون فإن توليتم فما سألتكم من أجر إن أجري إلا على الله وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين فكذبوه فنجيناه ومن معه في الفلك وجعلناهم خلائف وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المنذرين.
From 71 to 72.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And recite to them the news of Noah, when he said to his people, O my people, if my residence and my reminding of the signs of Allah has become burdensome upon you, then I have relied upon Allah. So resolve upon your plan and call upon your associates. Then let not your plan be obscure to you. Then carry it out upon me and do not give me respite. And if you turn away from my advice, then no payment have I asked of you. My reward is only from Allah, and I have been commanded to be of the Muslim, those who submit to Allah. And they denied him. So we saved him and those with him in the ship and made them successors. And we drowned those who denied our signs. Then see how was the end of those who were warned.
Well, actually, sir, this is Prophet Noah. He is telling to his people that if they are completely fed up with him, unable to tolerate his presence among them, and his reminders of their duty to believe in Allah, then they must be clear regarding what they are going to do. No problem. Okay? Regarding him, he will continue along his way, as he seeks no help, he is not looking for any help other than the help of Allah. Then he said to them, if you turn a deaf ear to what I call on you to accept, then that is your choice, as I have not asked you for a reward for guiding you to the right path. I don't fear that my compensation will be reduced as a result of your turning away. Your attitude will not change any of my plans, as I am commanded to surrender myself completely to Allah. Allah saved him. Very simple. And those who believe in his message. This is the reality of the trust in Allah. Okay, so the question is how Prophet Nuh was so sure that Allah will give him the help. Okay? The answer is that, sister, and this is for every one of us. When sometimes you feel that most of the doors are closed, okay, you don't have an outlet, it looks very difficult, life is full of problems, okay, how I can keep my trust strong in Allah, in spite of the fact that the situation is deteriorating every day. Okay, so number one, your sincere faith in the oneness of Allah. This is the most important fundamental factor, okay, for your spirit to be strong during any hardship. Okay, I believe that everything is up to Allah only. Okay, for example, my husband, my kids, my friends, my neighbors, my family, whoever is not happy with me, they are just human beings. They don't have power, they don't have will. This is a part of the test of the worldly life. My belief will save me. I will not fear them, or I will not be, you know, trying to be a hypocrite with them. Okay? No, I will still follow the right path, and I have my trust in Allah. I will treat them in the best way. They are not my enemies, but I can't follow their way of life. Okay, and I will be still following the right path, and inshallah, I am sure, this is the most important, I am sure 100%, as the sun rises every day in the morning, that Allah inshallah will make for me. Okay, so Prophet Nuh was sure of Allah's promise to save the believer. the believers. Okay? So we all must have the full trust in Allah to rely completely on Allah's support. When someone will ask you, what is your opinion regarding your future? Inshallah, a very good one. So she will ask you, how you are so sure? In spite of the fact, I know that you have some problems in your family. You tell her, sister, I have trust in Allah. And if you understand what is the meaning of having trust in Allah in my heart, you will have my feeling. Allah will interfere, I am sure. Because the results are only up to Allah. Okay? Events are not from A to Z. No. Events are from A, maybe to B, then again to A. Yes, Allah interferes. Allah sends other elements which we are not imagining. We can't imagine. And inshallah, the result will be to my side. I am sure of this. So long I am obeying Allah, I am not hesitating in my relation with Allah. I only have Allah, and I am doing supplication to Allah day and night. And Allah promised all those whom they are true believers, when they call on Him, that Allah will not send their hands back empty. Allah, inshallah, will put in my hand, inshallah, the mercy and the success and all what I am looking for. Okay, now we will learn a story about having trust in Allah, so that inshallah we will always remember to have trust in, regarding having trust in Allah, have it having the title, Put the Glass Down. Okay? Oh, this is story. Okay.
Hear it again.
Okay. A professor began his class by holding up a glass with some water in it. He held it up for all to see. And then he asked the students, how much do you think this glass weighs? What is the weight of the glass? I really don't know unless I weigh it, said the professor. But my question is, the students answered 50 gram, 100 gram, they are not sure. Okay, so the professor said that he is not also sure. But he is sure that if he will keep on holding that glass for an hour or for a day, what will happen to his hand and to his shoulder? Okay, so the student answered that your arm would begin to ache, said one of the students. So the professor answered, you are right. Now what would happen if I held it for a day? Okay, one of the students answered that your arm could go numb. You might have severe muscle stress and paralysis, and you need to go to the hospital. They were joking with him. Okay, so the professor answered, very good. But during all this, did the weight of the glass change it? No, it didn't change. Okay, then what caused the arm to have ache and the muscle to stress? Okay, the answer is that when you keep on holding the glass for long time, this is a symbol for your troubles in life. If you keep on thinking day and night, what will happen for me? What will happen for me? This problem will not end. I will be in a big trouble. Day and night, at the end you will have severe depression. Why? Because you are holding all the troubles in your spirit day and night. But if you put the glass down, what is the meaning of putting the glass down? When you have trust in Allah, you leave it to Allah. You don't hold on your shoulders all the problems. Okay, you just get it down as you put the glass down. Okay, and you have the free time. Okay, to feel that the most powerful is the one taking care of the glass, taking care of the troubles, taking care of everything. Okay, so don't hold the troubles all the time in your heart or on your shoulders. Okay, leave it to Allah the Almighty, and be sure that the more you show to Allah that you have trust in Him, okay, it is more, there is a more chance for you to be relieved from your troubles. So it is your duty towards yourself. Okay, most of the people are telling Allah is not solving my problem. No, this is not the reality. The reality is that you are holding your problems all the time. Okay, so by time, You will fade up with your problem, so you will start to have, you know, depression and
pain.
a lot of problems. Okay, so it is not Allah. All the time we are not supposed to blame Allah for anything. Okay, if you have Allah in reality, in your spirit, have trust on Allah. Now I will give you a supplication which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded us actually to recite that supplication when you go to bed. Okay, so that you relax during your sleep. Maybe you are holding the glass all the day, but during sleep put the glass, otherwise you would be mental. You will have a mental problem.
And put actually, your mind down.
Yes, put your mind down. Actually, I will put this title of the glass. Let me write. Learn a hadith or saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding having trust in Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever you go to bed, say this dua. Okay? Say this supplication. O Allah, I have submitted myself to you. O Allah, I have turned my face to you. O Allah, I have entrusted my affairs to you and committed my back to you out of desire for you and fear of you, expecting your reward and fearing your punishment. There is no refuge and no place of safety from you but with you. I believe in your book, you have revealed, and in the Prophet you have sent. If anyone recited these words and died that night, he would die in the true religion. In case he remains alive till morning, it will be in a good shape. Okay? So actually, when you go to bed and you still have some worries and you start saying, I know this supplication in Arabic, okay, it is all related to, I am leaving everything to you, O Allah. Okay, and I am having the support for my back from you. And I have the psychological support from you. I believe in your book. I believe in your prophet. And I seek refuge in you. Okay, so actually when you keep on repeating this supplication while you are in bed, it will give you a lot of relaxation, feeling of mental peace, inshallah, and you will sleep while putting your mind down. Okay, and let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our lives the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.